Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Prince William's ambitious plans for the monarchy have emerged, reflecting a significant shift in royal dynamics when he ascends the throne. As King Charles III manages royal responsibilities and combats cancer, William, 42, is formulating strategies for his future reign. Central to William's strategy is addressing the roles of his brother, Prince Harry, and sister-in-law, Meghan Markle. Key to his succession plan is stripping them of their royal titles and excluding them from his coronation ceremony. William also intends to permanently distance disgraced Prince Andrew from royal life due to his ongoing scandals linked to sexual assault allegations and Jeffrey Epstein. While Harry, Markle, and Andrew face exclusion, William plans to enhance the roles of cousins, Princess Beatrice, 36, and Princess Eugenie, 35, promoting them to royal duties. He aims to prepare his eldest son, Prince George, 11, for his future kingship as well. William has reportedly expressed to aides that Harry and Markle's return to royal life is impossible, definitively seeking to remove their his/her Royal Highness titles. A former courtier noted, William has no direct contact with Harry anymore, so it will be a clean break. A royal succession is always a good moment to make decisive changes. A close friend echoed this sentiment, remarking that William believes their rift is irreparable. Harry's bombshell BBC interview was labeled the nail in the coffin for their relationship, suggesting William views Harry's actions unfavorably, particularly those in his memoir, Spare. Regarding Beatrice and Eugenie's roles, Charles has reportedly left those decisions to William, with speculation that the cousins could lead their own charity initiatives, thereby enhancing the royal family's public image. Royal biographer Ingrid Seward stated, "They're valuable assets, and I'm certain they'll get involved with royal duties when William becomes king." Additionally, as William prepares for his future reign, he focuses on mentoring George in royal duties, aiming to instill a robust sense of service reminiscent of Queen Elizabeth II. Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliams noted, "William is happy to have George by his side and he's slowly preparing him for his destiny," underscoring the careful planning behind George's public appearances.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.